Boris Yeltsin looks for political gain in Chechnya ceasefire. Israeli voters making up their minds. India's Hindu nationalist government quits after just 13 days. Good Tuesday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. With less than 3 weeks before Russia's presidential election, Boris Yeltsin is trying to become the peace candidate. From Moscow, Diana Olek reports.
Chechen rebel leader Zelimkhan Yandarbayev and Russian Prime Minister Viktor Chernomyrdin spent the day hammering out the details of yesterday's ceasefire agreement. But Boris Yeltsin took his victory on the road. He left the Kremlin early today and flew to Chechnya to address the troops. He told them, "The war is over and you have won." Then, after some quick photo ops, he headed back to the Kremlin. Yeltsin called the ceasefire, due to take effect Saturday, an historic agreement, but it was more like a political windfall coming less than 3 weeks before Russia's scheduled presidential elections. The unpopular war in Chechnya was threatening to destroy Yeltsin's bid for re-election. The announcement of the ceasefire and Yeltsin's visit today to Chechnya may buy time and votes, but it's questionable just how long the ceasefire can hold. There's still no treaty addressing Chechen independence, and it is also unclear just how much power Yandarbayev wields over his own guerrilla forces. Yeltsin can only hope it's enough to keep the guns silent through the elections. Diana Olek, CBS News, Moscow.
In Israel, the political campaign is over, and today is a day for voters to decide how they'll vote tomorrow. Jesse Shulman reports.
It's down to the wire, and this morning, thousands of campaign workers are dotted along Israel's roads and highways, waving banners, putting up posters, trying to squeeze out every last vote in a race that's too close to call. Prime Minister Shimon Peres has been campaigning to convince the voters to back him and his efforts to negotiate peace. Challenger Benjamin Netanyahu's pitch, Peres has brought you terrorism. Peres puts your children at the mercy of murderers. Peres has failed. Historian Tom Segev says the campaign equation is simple.
It's a conflict between hope and fear. Peres representing hope, Netanyahu representing fear.
Opinion polls put Peres ahead, but with a lead smaller than the margin of error. Victory in Israel's most fateful election ever is still up for grabs. Jesse Shulman, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
After just 13 days in office, India's first Hindu nationalist government has been forced out, as Kate Wall reports.
Prime Minister Atal Vajpayee announced his resignation to Parliament, bringing down his minority Hindu nationalist government shortly before a confidence vote, which it was certain to lose. India now faces a period of political instability as a loose coalition of left-wing parties is expected to be asked by the president to form a government. The so-called United Front will not have a majority in Parliament and will have to rely on the support of the Centre Congress Party, which was voted out of power at this month's elections. Kate Wall for CBS News, New Delhi.
China has vowed to punish anyone who smuggled assault weapons to American street gangs, but it failed to respond to U.S. charges that the arms ring is linked to the top of Beijing's government. The U.S.-China trade dispute has come down literally to Looney Tunes, as we hear from newswoman Lucy McNeil.
The hero of Looney Tunes cartoons, that Wascally Wabbit, is now a victim of Sino-American tensions. Chinese television was to start broadcasting Bugs Bunny in Chinese on June 1st. The network bought 300 episodes from Turner Broadcasting 2 years ago, so it's all perfectly legal. But they've decided to shelve the show until the standoff over copyright piracy is resolved. A spokesman said other U.S. shows could also be pulled, but not the NBA championships. That would be too unpopular.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
You're hearing news on KNX 1070.
If you've recently leased a new Lexus ES300, you might want to break out a box of tissues, because you may not have gotten a lease that's as good as the one you're about to hear. The Infiniti i30 Signature Lease. For a limited time only, get zero down payment at only $399 a month for 39 months. Only the Infiniti i30 comes with luxurious standard features like a 200-watt Bose stereo system with CD player, an 8-way keyless remote, anti-lock braking, power windows, door locks and seats, and a powerful 190-horsepower V6 engine. All this for only zero down payment, $399 a month for 39 months with a $450 acquisition fee. So if you take advantage of this limited-time lease on a new Infiniti i30, you can still go ahead and shed a few tears. Of joy, that is.
Call 1-800-392-2440 for lease details. Total monthly payments equal $15,561. Vehicle may be purchased at lease end for $17,608 plus applicable sales tax.
The cockpit voice recorder from ValueJet Flight 592 is telling crash investigators that a fire that apparently began in a forward cargo hold spread quickly through the DC-9. The NTSB's Robert Francis.
There were verbal indications from the cockpit that there was fire in the passenger cabin. There was also an indication from the cabin that there were problems obtaining oxygen.
Today, workers begin dredging the Everglades crash site. Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole spent Memorial Day in New Jersey, and he'll campaign today in vote-rich California, as David Dow reports.
Dole's two-day campaign visit to California is intended to dramatize that he's serious about competing for the state's 54 electoral votes. President Bush was criticized for ceding the state to Bill Clinton 4 years ago, undercutting the campaigns of other Republicans here and freeing up Mr. Clinton's resources for battle in other states. Now, President Clinton is far ahead of Dole in most polls of Californians, but as he prepared for his visit, Dole added a widely respected California strategist to his campaign. Ken Kachigian, a key advisor to Presidents Reagan and Bush and architect of major comebacks by other Republican candidates in statewide races. Kachigian assured one reporter, California is in play. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Clinton's lawyer, Robert Bennett, says he will file new papers with the Supreme Court, making it clear he is not using the 1940 Soldiers and Sailors Relief Act as a main argument for delaying a trial on sex harassment charges. Republicans had made an issue of that earlier filing. A day after honoring veterans, Mr. Clinton will move today to help some of them still suffering from a war-related affliction. Mark Noller has that.
More than a quarter of a century has passed since the chemical defoliant Agent Orange was last used in Vietnam. But disputes continue to this day over what diseases it may have caused in American soldiers exposed to the herbicide. Just 2 weeks ago, the Supreme Court turned down an appeal from a Vietnam veteran who claims his prostate cancer was the result of exposure to Agent Orange. He was challenging a ruling by Secretary of Veteran Affairs Jesse Brown. President Clinton is expected to announce a decision today that could extend VA disability benefits to veterans suffering from ailments not now recognized as having a link to Agent Orange. Aides say the president's election year decision is based on a new study by the National Academy of Sciences. Mark Noller, CBS News at the White House.
7 minutes past the hour.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
When's the last time you were face-to-face with a real-life hero? Barbara Duncan of Los Angeles volunteered to teach CPR to residents of a homeless shelter. They regained hope. Every day, six young adults respond to emergencies and teach Red Cross first aid in Southern California communities. If your house suddenly caught fire and you had no place to sleep, where would you go? Well, you wouldn't have to go far. The Red Cross would be right there on the scene with a blanket, a cup of coffee, a place to spend the night, and hope. The Red Cross helps Southern California every day, regardless of age, race, religion, or occupation. If you need them, they help immediately. Well, now the Red Cross is asking for your help. Call 800-HELP-130 to learn how to donate your used car, truck, or other tangible property. You'll get a tax deduction for a charitable contribution and help the Red Cross continue its service to Southern California. Call 800-HELP-130. Be a part of the world's most respected and beloved organizations, the Red Cross. Call today to donate your vehicle and reduce your taxes. 800-HELP-130.
Georgia and federal agriculture officials have reportedly decided to allow horses to compete in the Summer Olympics, even though they carry a potentially fatal tick-borne disease. The New York Times says 20 European champions will be allowed in the U.S. so they contend for medals. The FBI is reported ready to cut power to the Montana Freeman compound. Newsman Tim Ryan has more.
No one wants to see this end more than Dean Clark. After a sheriff's sale, he now owns the Freeman property, purchased from the bank after his grandfather, a wanted Freeman, failed to pay his mortgage.
They're just hiding. You know, if I could talk to my grandparents, sit down and work this out, I'd start somewhere, but as far as the rest of them go, I got nothing to say to them but get the hell out.
Most of Jordan saluted the Stars and Stripes during a Memorial Day observance Monday. On the Freeman Ranch, the flag flew upside down, the latest show of anti-government defiance. Tim Ryan for CBS News, Jordan, Montana.
R.J. Reynolds plans to begin full-scale test marketing of Eclipse, an almost completely smokeless cigarette, next week in Chattanooga. Overseas, the dollar is mostly higher. London gold is up $1.35. The opening bell of the New York Stock Exchange marked the 100th anniversary of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which began with a dozen industries in 1896 and today consists of 30 companies. That first day it closed at 40.94. Right now it stands at 57.82, up almost 20 points. It's 10 past the hour.